It's right at that time of year where it's starting to make sense to dig in the dirt again and start planting.
Spinach, radish, and watermelon.
Allie Ritz is 24 years old. She just finished college last spring in Portland. She's using an old wood-handled pitchfork to turn over earthen rows. It's her first day as an intern with Glory Farm, a small CSA north of Helena. Oh, CSA, that's...
Community-supported agriculture.
Bill Iman is one of the owners of Glory Farm. With a community-supported agriculture project, people buy a share of Bill's garden. Glory Farm does the growing.
We would provide produce for these people that buy into our garden.
And Allie, as one of the interns, she'll be a part of that process.
Start to finish of the whole season. Get to work some time in the greenhouse, just learn everything. And then I'll do like the harvesting.
And she'll assemble baskets of the food for the people who bought in.
People actually seeing where their food comes from and being thrilled about it and get to educate them about it as well.
All this local food movement, and it's just exploded in the last few years.
That is Ron DeYoung. He's the director of the Montana Department of Agriculture.
We have young people that are, you know, buying small acreages, raising very high-value crops, going into the food systems, going into high-end restaurants, that sort of thing.
Looking at long-term trends, the number of people going into agriculture in Montana is still going down slightly. It has for decades. The average age is still climbing. But DeYoung says this greater demand for local food has been fostering a new optimism for agriculture, and that is an area of growth. The nonprofit Helena Community Gardens recently held this Grow Local event. It brings in area growers to sell their products, to meet each other, like Jacob Cogill.
Co-owner and farmer of Prairie Heritage Farm.
He's 36 years old. He's farming on about 60 acres northwest of Great Falls. He grows vegetables for one of those CSAs.
We raise turkeys for Thanksgiving, and we also grow specialty grains like ancient and heritage wheat and barley.
He loves the work. He is making money, but there are caveats.
Both my wife and I have multiple off-farm jobs, and those are constantly changing and moving, and we're dropping some, adding others. We're farming full-time, but we're not making a living farming full-time.
You know, the farm that I bought from my dad.
Again, Montana Department of Agriculture Director Ron DeYoung.
If one of my three kids actually wanted to do the same thing that I did, it wouldn't pay raising the kind of crops that I raised.
He says farmers have to diversify more than before, find ways to add value to their products. But at the same time, technology is making diversification easier and making it easier to connect new producers to new markets. And so small farms like Jacob Cogill's Prairie Heritage Farm, they are on the rise. Very large farms are growing in popularity too, as family farms consolidate into more industrial operations. Director DeYoung says the problem is the middle-sized farms. They're the ones that are disappearing.
Now, to have rural communities really be successful, it's the farmers in the middle that make it go. They stay there. They raise their kids there. They're the ones that support the schools. They're the ones that support the doctors.
DeYoung says the challenge for him and for policymakers is to find ways to grow the small farms, like Prairie Heritage, into the medium-sized farms and make that a profitable move. Back on the tiny CSA outside of Helena, Glory Farm, intern Allie Ritz finishes tilling up the rows. She hopes to one day work in teaching young people about farming. She believes she will be able to make a living at it.
I mean, I think it's more of a living of happiness. There may not be a lot of money, but I've definitely, with my years, young years, realized that like happiness isn't in the money.
Rather, she says happiness lies in community, and food's a big part of that. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.